this time, the next voice you shall hear will be that of the living God, spoken through his chosen manservant, Pastor Victor Perez. Hear ye him.
Amen. Happy Sabbath. Even though it's a little bit late, Happy New Year. Yeah. Happy New Year. That is good. Today we have a special guest, Yuri Graciano Mon is here. Also, I can see Jim. No. Okay, we have several visitors. All of you, welcome to this second Sabbath, second service for this new year. I would like to ask your prayer support. You know, I have two churches. I am pastor for two churches, here and the Peabody. But I am no more pastor for Peabody. Now I have been transferred to Framingham. Yeah. Yeah. Starting this coming Sabbath. That means I will be here and Framingham church. I need your prayer. In so way that God can use us for his glory. Amen? Also, our daughter, they are traveling this weekend for Tennessee. They are driving. That is a long way. Please pray for them. But our younger daughter, she went through dental surgery. She's recovering right now. Thank you for your prayer. I see Elizabeth here. Elizabeth, this is your family. This is your share. Not only for you, for your children, for your husband, for your family. Amen? Amen? Not only Pablo, but everybody here is here for support you. Thank you for being with us. Hispanic. Yeah. Yeah. Not yet? Not yet. Andy, maybe it's a good time that you can lead us singing. No, no.
What is the problem? Which one you want, that one? You got to start the program.
Yeah. Not yet.
What's that say? Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay. No. Thank you, G.
No,
no way. Jean, come back.
Okay, amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, family. The title for the message today is, it's a prayer. It's a claim to God is show how we are supposed to surrender our life to God beginning this new year. The title is Use Me, O Lord. I think that must to be our prayer, not only today, but during the whole year. God, use me. Amen? Because we are alive right now, but nobody here can say, I will see the next year. I will see the end of 2026. You know? Our brother, Bodo Laforest, he was with us starting 2025, but he didn't finish 2025. Also, my brother-in-law, only 34 years, he started 2025 with energy, healthy, everything was right, but he didn't see the end of 2025. In the same way, we don't know if we can see the next year. For that reason, the best time, the exactly time for surrendering our life to God, to consecrate our life to God, is not next year. Because we don't know what happened. The best time is today. Amen? The best time is 2026. When we see our Bible text for today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. In this portion, the Bible shows us what God is expecting from us. God is expecting that we can be sanctified, not only in some part of our life. We must to be sanctified.
Hello? Okay, there we go. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, is a call to life, a call to a life of total surrender and service, offering ourselves as a living sacrifice to God. This passage highlights that we must live in harmony with God's will in order to attain complete sanctification.
Okay. What part of our life must to be sanctified? Our eyes?
Everything.
Our hand, everything. Our feet. We are not separate part. My mind, my heart, my spirit. We are holistic being. That means we need to surrender to God completely. Amen? That is the message for today. I would like to invite you to pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the blessing that you have gave us to be alive today. Thank you because today we have the wonderful opportunity to surrender our life to you, to consecrate our life to you, to ask you, to pray in front of you, God, use us. Please bless everybody here and use me for bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We know that quote from Ellen G. White, no? A Step to Christ, page 70.
Consecrate yourself to God in the morning. Make this your very first work. Let your prayer be, take me, O Lord, as wholly yours. I lay all my plans at your feet. Use me today in your service. Abide with me, and let all my works be done in you. This is a daily matter. Each morning, consecrate yourself to God for that day. Submit all your plans to him, to be carried out or given up as his providence shall indicate. Thus your life, day by day, may be placed in the hands of God and will become more and more like the life of Christ.
Brothers and sisters, which is supposed to be our fair word every day? The fair in our life is supposed to be to surrender our life to God, to say, God, God, I am your daughter, I am your son, I need your presence in my life. I surrender everything in front of you. Please take my life. Use me today for your glory. That is supposed to be. But in reality, in majority of those cases, our fair action is look the cell phone, no? Social media, everything, the news. No. Today, I would like to invite you to put God first, to consecrate our life every morning in front of God. Use me, Lord. It's a prayer of surrender and service. When we say, use me, O Lord, we are taking a decision to surrender our life, our talent, our action for his glory and to serve others. Amen.
It is a prayer for guidance, strength, and transformation, asking God to take control of our hands, feet, and voices to share his love and fulfill his will. This expression is common in hymns, worship songs, and devotionals.
Asking God, use me, O Lord, means to surrender everything that we have, everything that we are, and giving the control of our life and action to God's direction. When we pray, use me, O Lord, that means what?
Purpose, recognizing that we were created for good works and to fulfill God's plans.
We were created for fulfill God's mission. We are alive because we have one mission to fulfill. That made purpose for our life.
Service, asking to be God's hands, feet, and voice to help others. Transformation, seeking wisdom and a new heart to serve better. And availability, being willing to be used by God in any capacity, great or small.
Yeah. We cannot say, Use me, O God, O Lord, and try to do our own will. When we say, use me, O Lord, we say, God, I am available in some way that you can use me, in the way that you want to use me. God is not looking for a great person, a great man, great woman, according to the world. He's not looking for high talent person, a high educated person. That is good, but for him, that is not the more important. God is looking for people ready to serve him. Amen?
God is looking for servants to work for him diligently, to do his will and submit to his authority, to wait for and obey his voice, and to give him all the honor and glory.
Amen. It's important, it's good if some high educated people surrender his life, her life to Jesus and accept Jesus. That is wonderful. Rich people, that is wonderful, but that is not the more important, because God work not with human talent. God work not with money. God work with his Holy Spirit. And no matter what the level of our education, if we surrender our life to God, if we ask God, use me, he put his Holy Spirit in our life, and we can be a powerful instrument in his hands. Amen? Do you remember in Isaiah 6:8, God asked, who want to go? What was his answer?
Here I am, here am I.
He say, I am here, send to me. Luke chapter 1 verse 33. Mary, even though she was a teenager, when the angel came to her, what her said?
Behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
That was easy answer from that young lady. Remember, in that moment, when one unmarried lady get pregnant, what happened? She was supposed to be killed. Yeah? But beyond every concern, she say, I am here. I am your servant. Use me for your purpose.
Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
We were created with what purpose?
Good
work. That is the reason because we are alive. That is the reason because we were born. You know, some of you know about 5 years ago, Dwayne Nelson, he wrote one devotional. The title is Chosen. In the beginning, January 1st, It's a wonderful what he say. He say that the night or day, no matter what time, that and mom were together and we were concebido?
Conceived.
In that exactly moment, 500 million of sperma were fighting to try to get to be fertilized, and just one. And that is you, that is me. That means our life, our existence is a miracle from God. We will create for good work. Amen? How can our prayer, "Use me, O Lord," became a practical transformation and blessing in every sense of this world?
Availability, offering our hands, feet, and voice for service. Submission, asking to be molded like clay in the hands of the potter. Action, seeking opportunities to help and bear witness. And the quote is, "Use my feet, Lord, allow them to run freely to preach and be a blessing for others. Use me, Lord, use me completely."
Use me, Lord. Our prayer for this year, our prayer must be, "Use me, Lord, for your glory."
When we show ourselves willing to be used by God, the impossible becomes possible. Moses understood that he was not the right man. For a moment, he focused on his human imperfections. "I cannot speak," he said, but God told him, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness." He said, "Use me, O Lord," and he became a powerful instrument in God's hands.
The impossible can become possible. When God show up to Moshe in the wilderness, "I have this mission for you." What he say? "No, I am not the right person. I cannot speak frankly." But God say, "You are the man. I will use you. No matter what, my grace is over everything."
Amen.
Even though he say, "I cannot speak," God take Moshe in powerful way, and Moshe became a great leader, great poet, great historian, because when we surrender our life to God, when we say, "God, use me," the impossible can be possible.
Amen.
We can see that in Isaiah.
Isaiah felt unclean, impure, and incapable, but he heard God say, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." He said, "Use me, O Lord," and he became a powerful instrument in God's hands.
"I am not the right person. I am sinner. I am weak. I am unclear." But God say, "No, you are the man. You are the right person. Because it's not with your power, it's with my power. You know, with your spirit, it's with my spirit."
Amen.
"It's not with your talent, it's with my power." The same way, brothers and sisters, everybody here, every person here can be used for God.
Amen.
In powerful way. I am not fluently English, that is no problem for God. He can use you.
Amen.
I remember When Brother Bob Lafore was in the hospital, I went to be with him. Brother Mike was here too, was there too. Even though the communication maybe was not the best, but when I approached to him and I hugged him, I feel the perfect connection with him. Amen. Love is over everything. Amen. God can use us in powerful way. I am no needy. That is no problem for God. He can use you. I don't have high education. That is no problem for God. He can use you.
Amen.
He can use everybody here.
Amen.
Our prayer must be, use me, Lord. I don't have talent. That is no problem for God. He can do miracles today like he did in the past.
Amen.
In the past, he did. Today, he can do again because he's the same.
The apostles were uneducated, full of imperfections and human weaknesses, but they heard God say, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." They said, "Use me, O Lord," and they became powerful instruments in God's hands.
Every apostle was a very common person, an educated person, very vulgar person, very simple person. But we can see Peter preaching in the Pentecost with power. Amen. Not his power, but through God's power.
Amen.
We can see John showing the God love in wonderful way. We can see every of those apostles being using for God. God did in the past, he can do again today.
Amen.
The problem is not from God. The problem is that we must surrender our life to God, and we need to say, "God, use me for your glory."
Amen.
The question is, when is the best time for us, "God, use me"? Tomorrow? Next year? No, the right time, the perfect time is today. Today is the perfect time to say, "God, I want to be used for you. I want to be an instrument for your glory. I have so many limitations, but I will fix my eyes, not in my own limitation. I will fix my eyes in your power, in your grace." Today is the perfect time to say to the Lord, "Use me, God. I want to be an instrument in your hands." Amen?
Amen.
The question is, brothers and sisters, who can say, "Use me, God"? The elderly people, the ladies, who here can say, "God, I want to be used for you"?
Everyone.
Everybody can say, "God, use me." The question is, what can happen? We ask, what can God use, do through us? If we surrender our light to God, and we take the decision to be used for God. He can do amazing work in our life and through us. This year, 2027, is the perfect time to say to the Lord,
I want to work for you. I want you to use me to do your will and to submit to your authority and leadership, lordship. I want you to use me to be your voice, your feet, and your ears. Humbly allow God to receive all the honor and glory for everything you do as an act of worship.
Amen. Is there somebody here that wants to say, use me, Lord? Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. This is the perfect time.
The beginning of this new year is the perfect moment to ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do? The beginning of this new year is the perfect moment to ask God, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. If you desire to serve God, start today.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when Paul fell down from the horse, the first question that he made was, what I need to do? When Samuel understood that God was calling him, he said, speak, Lord, because your servant is ready for listening. Like in the past, today, in this exact moment, God is speaking to us. He is saying to us, I want to use you. Today is the perfect time for
serve God with your talent. Offer ourselves to service and church and ministry.
You can say, no, the nomination time is not yet. No, here, there we can find a space for you. Right, Sherry?
Yeah. Amen.
We have different ministry. You want to work, God has one special place for you here. And not only here, inside, we have one mission outside. Because the church doesn't finish here. Here, we meet together for receive motivation, for encourage, you know, for worship. But our mission is where? Outside.
Help in the youth ministry. Use me, Lord, to help someone get to church by providing transportation.
Like Pablo?
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
When I was arriving here, I saw Pablo. Pablo, where are you going? I need to pick up. Ramon, that is a blessing. How many people maybe cannot be here because they don't have a right? We can say, God, use me.
Amen.
Use me.
Amen.
Use me, God. I want to work for you.
We need more people willing to learn how to give Bible studies and to preach.
Amen. Today, we need to say, God, use me. This year, 2026, must be the best year in evangelism for this year.
Yes.
We are supposed to have a huge harvest. But if we want to be a huge harvest, we need to plant.
Amen.
We need to seed. We need to plant. And who is supposed to plant? Everybody here. Sharing Bible study.
We need more people willing to be trained to win souls. People who offer their homes for praying groups and Bible study meetings.
Yeah. We need more people that are open his or her house and say, today and here, we can meet to share Bible study, to meet in a small group.
Use me, God. Show me how to take who I am, who I want to be, and what I can do, and use it for a purpose greater than myself. Martin Luther King Jr.
And use for a purpose greater than myself. God can use you. God can use me.
Today is the perfect day to say to God, use me, O Lord, in order to renounce control, surrender possessions, time, goals, and personal control to God, as taught in the parable of the talents, and submit our will to God's will. Trust his plan rather than our own desires, allowing his will to be fulfilled in our lives.
Our prayer. Use me, God.
Amen.
Use me, Lord. Amen. Is there somebody here that wants to say, God, I want to be used for you? Amen. God bless you.